Testing.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Did you see the bell that I brought with me? I want you to hear it ring. Hear how the sound fades away? You know how it works? Well, a bell has this thing in it, a little clapper that makes it go. That's an F sharp, that bell. I think I'm gonna try on the piano to see that F sharp. That's it. I have some neighbors, a group of young people at the Westminster Choir College who have handbells that play lots of different notes. And I'd like you to meet those people and hear them play. Their bells are somewhat different from this one, but I'll take this one with me anyway. Let's go hear a bell choir. Come along. Here we are. Come on. Sounded great. Hi, Allison.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hello,
Allison
neighbor.
Seener.
And this is the Westminster Bell Choir.
You know, when I came in, I heard some sound like boom. I just wonder, how do you make that sound? Neil, can you show us how you make that sound?
It's called a martellato.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go
boom,
just
like that.
That.
Yeah, well, that doesn't do it. But this one, may I try it?
Oh, sure. Just
no.
You just leave it right in there. There you go.
Oh, I love that.
Perfect.
Boy, is this heavy.
It sure is.
Is this the biggest one you all have?
This is the biggest one. It also weighs the most.
And that's what it sounds like.
Yep.
Now, what's the littlest one?
Actually, the littlest one we have is a C8, and it's much smaller. And it's much a higher pitch. There you go.
Ooh, I love that, don't you? Now, let me try this. And play that. No, it's not the same. Does anybody have an F sharp?
I do.
Janine, you have one? So you have an F sharp?
I do.
Shall we play it together?
Yeah.
It does sound like it, doesn't it? But you play more than one, don't you, Janine?
I do. I play F, F sharp, and G.
Would you do those?
Sure. Yeah.
A Okay, do it once more, and you're going to play that one two times, and I'll play it with you.
Okay.
Okay? Ooh, that's pretty. Why do you wear gloves?
We do it to protect the bells. Our hands are very oily, and that can damage the bell surface.
Aha.
So the gloves protect the bells from our oils.
I see. Play yours with the gloves, okay? Oh, nice. I was just wondering if everybody could play the whole way around the table, you know, and a scale or something?
Sure, we can play a scale with the F sharp, and we do a G major scale.
So when it comes from...
Of course, you can bring with me the F sharp.
All right, good. Let's start down there then. I wonder what it would sound like if we played them all together. Could we do that? Oh, that's beautiful. How about once more? Do you play anything that's really quiet?
Yes, we do. We play peace and quiet. And actually, we need to switch around a little bit to do that.
You switch bells? Is that it?
Yeah, some of us play different bells for that.
Okay, well, I'll just go over with Allison and listen while you play that, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Oh, beautiful, peaceful and quiet. That's just gorgeous. Have you always loved music?
I have. From the time I was about 4 or 5, I sang and played the piano and the organ in church.
Oh, well, it's right here in you, isn't it?
It sure is.
I really have enjoyed being with you and with your bell choir. Wow, you are just wonderful.
Thank you so much for coming. But before we go, we'd like to play one more thing for you.
Oh, I'd like to hear it.
Great.
What is it? Surprise?
It's a surprise.
Okay. Please, won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I'm really glad to be your neighbors. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
It's great
for
to
coming.
Be with you. Wish you well.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Let's start at measure 13.
Thank you. such a beautiful sound, isn't it? And each bell and each player is important to the music. And you know the quiet parts? They're every bit as important as the noisy parts. Let's have some make-believe, okay? Come on, trolley. Hey, trolley. I was just thinking about that little bell that hangs down from X and Henrietta's tree. Let's make-believe something about bells, okay? In the neighborhood of make-believe. Oh, that's right. You have one too, trolley. Would you please take us to the neighborhood of make-believe? Good.
Hello, trolley. This is a bell for Henrietta. That's right, F sharp, but this one's a lot louder than Henrietta's tiny bell. Oh, I didn't expect to see the king.
Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And what are you hiding behind your back?
Oh, just this bell.
Oh, yes, F sharp.
Yes, it is. You must have perfect pitch.
Perfect everything. I shall fetch my bass viol.
Oh, but King Friday.
No buts about it.
Oh, well, hello, King. Hello, King.
There. All right, Mayor Maggie, I shall now play an F sharp.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And now, you play your F sharp. Very good. Now I'll play mine. Now, you play yours. And I'll play mine, and you will sing.
Oh.
Yes.
I think I'm going to like today. I think I'll call it fine. I'll wrap it in ribbon and make it mine. I think I'm going to like today, and when today is through, I'll catch it and keep it as good as new. There it'll be. I'll have the nicest day in the neighborhood, the nicest day in the calendar. The nicest day will just stay at home with me. I think I'm going to like today.
Oh, I've enjoyed our musical interlude, yes.
And so have I. But now I must take this bell to Henrietta Pussycat.
Carry on, Mayor Maggie, and good day to you.
And good day to you, too.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, H.J. Elephant, you startled me.
Oh, sorry about that, Mayor Maggie. I just wanted you to see my bell top.
Is that a hat?
Yes, it looks like a bell, but it's part of my costume.
Oh, are you dressing up for a play?
Oh, no, I just dress up for fun. I do it all the time.
Oh. Never thought of a bell for a hat.
Every day, new things, old things, hmm?
That's for sure.
See you around.
Hope so. Henrietta.
Meow.
Mayor Maggie.
Your little bell is very quiet.
Meow, meow, too quiet.
Here's a louder one.
Meow, meow, a lot louder.
What would you like me to do with it?
Meow, meow, put it, meow, meow, reach it.
How about right here?
Oh, meow, fine. Meow, meow, try it?
Sure. Why don't you go inside your house and I'll pretend that I'm someone making a delivery.
Meow, okay. Meow, meow.
Hey, what's going on out here?
Meow, meow, loud, meow, clear.
I'll say it's loud. It's noisy out here.
We're sorry, X. We were just trying out a new bell for Henrietta.
Meow, meow, take it down, meow, meow. Don't need it anymore.
Well, I hope so. I wouldn't want a loud thing like that ringing all the time.
Meow, meow, try it.
Of course, Hen.
Meow, both meow, meow, way.
Both of us go away?
Meow, 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 see, meow, 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 here.
I think she wants us to see if you and I can hear her ring the bell. Is that right, Hen?
Meow.
Okay, count to six, Hen, and we'll be waiting.
Meow, meow, three, meow, meow, six. Meow works, meow.
We came pretty fast, didn't we?
That's as fast as you'll get, too, Hen.
Meow, okay. Meow, meow, lot.
You're very welcome, Henrietta.
See y'all later.
Bye, X.
Oh, now what's that one all about?
Meow testing.
Well, that's enough testing. Now, I've heard enough bell stuff for today.
Meow, okay. Meow, meow, need you. Meow, meow, ring.
I'm your neighbor, Hen. If you need me, I'll be here. Now, that's that. See y'all.
Wish you well, Henrietta.
Meow, thanks, meow, Mayor Maggie.
Oh, you're certainly welcome, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, there's H.J. Elephant over at Daniel's clock.
That one looks really good on you.
And you look bigger than ever in that outfit.
Hello, Daniel. Oh. Hi, H.J.
Hi, Maggie.
So you're both interested in dressing up.
Mm-hmm. And Prince Tuesday's going to play with us, too.
Will you all dress up like people from space planets, or will you wear all different costumes?
Oh, all different ones.
Yeah. Oh, what's that bell?
Oh, excuse me. Henrietta's ringing.
Is she all right?
I hope so. Talk with you later.
I see you.
See you later, Maggie. Are you all right, Henrietta?
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm hearing bells again, Hen.
Oh, there's the trolley. Are you sure you're all right, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, okay, meow, X, meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
See you neighbors soon.
Yeah, okay.
You like it a lot, don't you?
Yes, she likes it a lot. Nobody seems to be quite sure. You're right on track, trolley.
Why do you think that Henrietta wants to ring her bell so much? Yeah, we'll make believe more about that next time. Right now, let's give some food to the fish. The fish swim very quietly, don't they? I really love to watch them. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. It's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
CD, delivery.
Wanna try? Bell.
Oh, yeah. That's a different note from the one I had.
That's a bee bell, but I also have in my delivery bag something I thought you'd like to see. How people make bells.
How people make bells.
That's right.
We would like to see it. Do you have time to
show it? I have time, and as we're watching, I'll explain it all to you. All righty?
Very good.
All righty.
Let's put this on picture-picture, and... Very nice. How people make bells. I've often wondered, how would a person make a bell? Well, let's look at it.
You're about to see.
All right. We'll see how people make bells.
When people make bells, they start with a metal form like this one. Now, this form will make five bells all at once. And this man puts a frame on the form to hold it in place because next he dumps wet sand into the form.
My, wet sand.
That's right. And he uses his knee to start the machine. It packs the sand nice and tight by shaking it into place.
What's he doing now?
Well, he turns the form over, and he'll do the same thing to the other side of the form.
On goes the frame.
Right.
And down comes the sand.
Right again. Now he puts the cover on top of the form. This machine presses all of the parts of the form together so that the sand is packed tight. The packed sand makes the bell mold.
Can you explain what molds are?
Well, they're like containers. These molds hold the liquid metal that hardens to make the bells. You'll see.
And to think those molds are all made from wet sand. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is. Now it's time to pour the liquid metal into the molds. Here comes the liquid metal.
Ooh, looks like it's very hot. I guess those men need to wear gloves to protect them while they do their work, huh?
Yes, because it is very hot. There it goes, the hot metal into the mold.
Very carefully, don't they?
Oh, indeed they do. When the metal is hard, these men shake off the sand.
But the sand and the bells are still very hot, aren't they?
Oh, they are. That's why the workers are still wearing their gloves.
Those aren't the finished bells, are they?
Oh, no, there's still lots to be done. These bells need to be cut apart. And so this man uses this machine to do that. The round moving blade slices through the metal and cuts each bell away from the other ones.
I never knew it took so many talented people working so carefully to make bells.
Oh, it surely does.
But those don't look shiny like mine.
Well, you're right, they're not. The next step is to shave off the rough outer layer of the bell, and that's what this person with this machine will do. Now, watch carefully. He fastens the bell to the machine and then turns it on. The bell spins on this lathe while a blade cuts away the rough outside layer.
And that's fun to watch. You can really see the bell getting shiny.
You certainly can. The inside of the bell needs to be sanded and polished so it's smooth and shiny like the outside. So he puts the bell onto this machine, and as the bell spins, he moves a thin strip of sandpaper back and forth, and it smooths the inside of the bell. See, there he's sanding.
Mm-hmm. It's going so fast you can hardly tell it's moving.
Next, he uses a polishing baton and some polish to shine up the inside. He's putting the polish on now, and in it goes. You'll see it getting shinier.
It's turning around.
It's turning around.
Oh, my. Look at it, it's beautiful.
Now that the bell is smooth and shiny, these women add the finishing touches. First, she hooks the clapper onto a bolt.
That's the part that touches the bell and makes the ringing sound.
That's right. And I think she wears that glove to protect the bell and keep it shiny.
I know that's so.
Next, she puts the bowl through a hole in the top of the bell, and then she'll add the handle. When the handle is screwed on tight, the bell is finished. And that's how people make bells.
So interesting. And after all that, they have these beautiful bells. Thank you, Mr. McPhee.
Well, you're quite welcome. I thought you'd enjoy it. Yeah. I'll take it back to the library now.
I'm thinking of something.
Yes?
You know how you sing, speedy delivery to you?
Yes.
Well, if I play this bell when we sing speedy, and you play that bell when you sing the very end, you know, you.
Already?
Shall we try it?
Okay, here we go.
You want to do it with us? Speedy
delivery to you.
You, very good, once more.
Okay.
Speedy
delivery to you.
Very good.
Well, speedy delivery to you. I have more deliveries.
Thank you for your delivery.
Well, I'm glad you'd enjoy it. See you around the neighborhood.
Thanks again.
Bye.
Speedy delivery to you. There are all kinds of sounds in the world, aren't there? Noisy sounds, quiet sounds, all kinds of ways of communicating with our neighbors. Do you know about outside sounds and inside sounds? Things that you do outside to make noise and things that you do inside to be more quiet. Well, we'll think more about all that next time. I'm always glad to be with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Be back next time.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.